people do not focus on the darkness, they turn on the light. Anointed people do not make excuses, anointed people make history. This conference is not just filled of participants in the name of Jesus. This conference is filled of history makers that are about to change the world. Under the anointing, we shout down walls. Under the anointing, we bring down giants. Under the anointing, we pray down fire. We cast out devils and demons, lay hands on the sick, and they recover. Speak truth with love. We pursue righteousness. Under the anointing, we show our children how to pray. We advance the Lamb's agenda. Under the anointing, we do justice. We love mercy. We walk humbly before God. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I am saved.
I am saved.
I am delivered.
I am delivered.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am chosen. And I am. Do it with an attitude. I am.
I am.
Put some swag into it. I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am. Anointed. Somebody praise like you're anointed and give God glory. Jesus, your family's anointed. Your dream is anointed. Your going in is anointed. Your coming out is anointed. Your present is anointed. Your future is anointed. You are. I've been anointed with fresh oil. The anointing is none other. And by the way, the government obligates us to fill out so many boxes. From the DMV to any application, the different health, and just how many boxes can you possibly check? Ethnicity, a color, sex, gender, you name it. There's like, we have choices. I'm not kidding, I would love to all of us acquire kind of a sarcastic but a prophetic response. And instead of checking any of the boxes that the government would like us to check in order to separate us in perpetuity, I would flip the script and say, I self-identify as anointed. What does that mean? It means greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It means if God be for me, who can be against me? It means it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I am anointed. Out of your belly shall flow rivers, because you are anointed. And oh, real quick, can I just show you something? George, come up here. I'm going to show you something. We're going to just pass the anointing point. Vamos a hacer esto rápido, okay, George. So this is anointing oil. We bought it from a church. Ábreme esto aquí, papo. So in the Old Testament, you all know this. In the Old Testament, the anointing, and it wouldn't even be this. That's just a dab. That's not the way old school. Back in the back. Y'all don't have a flask of oil? Y'all don't have like a flask? You don't have a bottle of extra virgin olive oil somewhere? No, baby, I don't want to inconvenience you, Pastor David. But man, we didn't talk about this, but I got you. I got you. I got you. So, in the Old Testament, oh snap, there it is. So thank you. So in the Old Testament, you know, that's why I love you, baby. That's why I love you. Hold on. I like that. Be careful when you ask for the anointing. Some people want a little dab. Some people say, if I'm going to get a good anointing, I'm going to be drenched with the anointing. I'm going to be captivated with the anointing. I don't want part of it. I want somebody shout like you're about to get fresh oil and it will. All right, George, open this up. Open that part up. Extra virgin. There's fresh oil coming. No joke, I heard the Holy Ghost say, tell them to get ready. I'm about to pour out fresh oil over their families, over their dreams, over their mantles and ministries. Somebody shout, fresh oil. We can only prove hell wrong under the anointing. David was anointed. Every single time he proved his critics wrong, he was anointed. You're anointed to... Just carpet bill. Send the bill to my office for the carpet. Miss. Y'all ready for fresh oil? Now I'm gonna be mindful and not exploit the generosity of George here. You're welcome. But I am going to pour some out just to show you that fresh oil, fresh anointing will empower you to prove hell wrong. The next 12 months, you will come under the greatest anointing of your life thus far. I need somebody here to get ready. All the hell you've been through in the past few weeks, all the hell you've been fighting in the past few months has everything to do with the fresh anointing that is coming your way that will enable you to prove hell wrong. If this is for you and your family, give God the kind of praise that says fresh oil. Somebody shout fresh oil. Fresh oil. When you see the oil hit his head, I want you to give God praise and lift up your hands, because in the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús, you are receiving a fresh infusion of the Holy Spirit. You are about to do what you've never done before. You are about to see what you've never seen before. You are about to prophesy what you never prophesied before. You are about to occupy what you've never occupied before. Are you ready? One, two, three, get your fresh. Somebody praise like it's done. Somebody praise like it's done. Somebody shout fresh oil. Fresh oil. I feel the Lord. 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 I feel. Get your anointing. I speak fresh oil over your family. I speak fresh oil over your children. Your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children will be anointed.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
George, let me have the vial. You know what? That's extra virgin olive oil. That's brand new. Cameraman, look up here. Get this. What I just showed you was exclusively under the law and Old Testament. We still do it because the Bible teaches this, especially in the book of Acts, but reiterated in John. James highlighted it. We still do it. But I'm going to show you, theologically speaking, what happened when Jesus died. When he died and resurrected. And in Acts chapter 2, he sent the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:27 says, here it is. You have received the anointing, who is the Holy Spirit, who what? Lives inside of you. So now, by grace, by faith, the anointing is... I want you to just drink a sip. That's what we really have. In reality, to be honest with you, biblically speaking, we're not anointed from the outside in. You're not anointed from the outside in. You're anointed from the inside. That's why greater is he that is in me than he that somebody shout like you're anointed. All the anointed people, lift up your hands. You're not a victim, you're anointed. You're not broke, busted, and disgusted, you're anointed. You're not a devil's punching bag, you're anointed. You're anointed. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to proclaim good news. Liberty to the captives. Recovery to the anointed of oil. Lift up your hands. I sense the Lord. There is a fresh anointing. There's fresh oil falling upon the people of faith. People that still preach the word, believe the word, confess the word, pray the word, think the word, live the word. There is fresh oil. There's fresh oil falling. God is up to something. Even upon the church in America, I know all the naysayers and detractors. I know, I've read the surveys. Listen, Dr. Winston, this year has been different. It's been different. Anybody know what I'm talking about? How many of y'all know what I'm saying? God's up to something. Look, no hype. The year kicked off with an NFL football player who dies live on national television, DeMar Hamlin. Monday Night football player dies. Both teams come together and they pray. He was dead, medically certified, dead, and they prayed and he came back to life. No, y'all did it. He prayed, they came, he was dead. Everybody saw it. Millions. People prayed, came back to life. Oh, the next day, ESPN, Google this. ESPN reporter, how many saw this? He's on the air live, and he's going, can you believe what happened yesterday? DeMar Hamlin died. The doctors confirmed he was completely dead. He died, and he goes like this, he died. And people prayed, and he came back to life. And then he goes like this, can you believe what happened yesterday? He died. They prayed, he came back to life. He keeps on going. He died. People prayed. He came back to life. And then he goes like this. He goes, I feel like praying. Look it up. He goes, I feel like praying. Everybody else on the panel, not one of them said no. They all went like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. He goes, this may not be right. They never went to a commercial break on ESPN. He starts praying. God, you are the God that has the power to heal. You are the God that has the... Somebody Somebody shout, fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Right after that, in some city called Asbury. Bunch of kids, the same generation that supposedly will be the most non-Christian generation. Detractors, naysayers, you're never going to do it, never going to conquer it. Don't be ridiculous. The same generation gets a visitation from the Holy Ghost. They can't stop praying, worshiping, reading the word, repenting of sin, calling upon the name of the Lord. It continued. It spread in different colleges, Baylor University, secular universities, young people experiencing the power of God. Let not your heart be troubled. Your children will not be lost. Your children will not go to hell. Your children will not be captive in perpetuity by drugs. There is an anointing about to set them free in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, fresh oil. Somebody shout, fresh oil. Right after that, Greg Laurie, my friend, a pastor in Southern California, makes a film called The Jesus Revolution. It was supposed to have made $7 million in box office receipts, and it made him close to $60 million. And just a few weeks ago, he baptized close to 5,000 people. Pirates Cove, boom, brand new converts. People, hippies in California, once again, coming to Jesus, going to that place and getting baptized. Somebody say, fresh oil. And then we gathered. 6,000 plus of us gathered the first week of June in Amsterdam to sign a contract. What was the contract we signed? That by, we made a declaration prophetically, all biblically substantiated, the word of God, that by 2033, the anniversary, 2,000 year anniversary, by 2033, every single person on this planet will receive a viable presentation of the gospel with signs and wonders, healings and miracles, works and deeds following. Y'all don't know. All right. Right now, 3.8 billion people have yet to receive a viable presentation of the gospel of Jesus. 3.8 billion people. By 2033, we are declaring not that everyone will be saved, but that everyone will hear the viable, powerful, demonstrative presentation of the gospel of Christ. I don't know if you know what this means. We are about to see more people get saved than ever before in human history. Somebody shout, fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
All right, if that's you, lift up your hand. All the fresh oil people. Just in that context, repeat after me. I decree and declare that in the next 12 months, more people will come to Jesus through my testimony, my ministry, my mantle of anointing than in the previous 12 years combined. If you believe what you just said, now give him the best praise you could possibly give him. We're about to see people get saved like never before. We are about to see people get delivered like never before. We are about to see people get healed like never before. Muslim nations will hear the gospel. Communist nations will hear the gospel. Millennials, Generation Z, the Alpha generation, will hear the gospel. Every letter in the alphabet will hear the good news of Jesus. Every letter. I said every letter. Every letter. AARP, are you down with OPP, LGBTQ plus the Z? You will hear that Jesus loves you, that he saves, that he delivers, that he heals, and he's coming back again. If you got this word, lift up your hands. Might as well land it. Let's land this with your hands raised. This is my last point, and let's just stand with you. Are standing. Point three, you're anointed to prove hell wrong by removing Saul's armor. Then Saul gave David his own armor. a bronze helmet and a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see. He had never worn such things before, 1 Samuel 17, 38-39. And he said this. David said, I can't go in these. So David removed and took off Saul's armor. This is going to get a little bit edgy right now. Make room for this. This is what the Spirit of God placed on my heart. Too many Christians, too many people, even in the church, find themselves unable to prove hell wrong and overcome the giants in front of them because they're wearing someone else's armor. You can't fight your giant with someone else's anointing. Look at your neighbor, tell him, get your own. Tell your other neighbor, get your own. Get your own. You can't get your breakthrough with someone else's praise. Tell your neighbor, get your own. Tell your neighbor, I can pray for you. I can intercede for you, but I can't praise for you. I can't worship for you. You can't fulfill your purpose with someone else's promise. You can't live out your destiny with someone else's identity. You have to wear your own armor. Carry your own testimony. We overcome by the blood of the and the word of our Revelation 12, 11. We know from scripture that Saul, 1 Samuel 15 elevates this, can best be described as a 21st century, the term would be a narcissist. Self-absorbed, self-inflated, self-seeking. So if we're following the logical continuum of his behavior, I want you to hear me. David said, I'm not going to do this with this. Just get, no. I'm not going to wear your. Why would Saul want David to wear his armor? Now, who said it? It wasn't like an act of generosity, because 1 Samuel 15 elevates a biopsychosocial profile. This man was totally about him. So if he wanted David to wear it, Saul, we can easily conclude, biblically substantiated, that the reason he wanted to wear it was so he can get the credit. You miss it. If by any chance you do defeat that guy, people are going to end up saying he was wearing my armor. Saul wanted the glory. God works differently. God will not permit you to wear somebody else's armor. God's going to say, I will remove whatever you're wearing and I will put something that's all your own. Why? At the end of the day, the only one that can get the glory is the God that anointed you. And by the way, I'm going to land right here, but Saul also right before that, David saw King Saul tormented by some, you know what I'm saying? And then David would do, and then would. So David witnessed King Saul tormented by what? Dude, are you kidding me? Saul puts on his stuff. If I'm David, I'm going like, dude. Nah, man. No. I know what you carry. I know what you carry. Don't put upon me. No. I'm not going to put on your demons, your drama, and your trauma. I will pray for you when I will not become you. I will play the harp for you, but I will not imitate you. I will fight for you, but I will not be made into your image. I'm not going to talk like you, live like you, believe like you. You are anointed to prove hell wrong, not by wearing Saul's armor, but by wearing the armor of faith. Let me make the call. Ephesians 6, a final word, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess, is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.